Let your attention go inward and feel yourself sitting here. Take a few deep breaths, inhaling deeply, feeling your lungs. And gently releasing and letting go. And feel your next breath. And feel your next breath. And now drop your attention from your head to your heart. And again, drop your attention from your head to your heart. And listen to my words from your being and your heart. Contemplate this exercise from your heart. And now go ahead and take a few moments and think of some of your needs that are not being met as much as you need them to be. Maybe think of a time you recently felt disappointed or angry, sad, or were blaming others. When you are feeling bad, and what was the underlying need that was not being met? It might be a need of acceptance or connection, respect, or to be known. Or need to be rested, or to feel at peace. Or to feel some autonomy, or creativity, or achievement, or self-expression. So what's one of your needs that's not being met right now? As much as you would like it to. And go ahead and really feel into this need that you have. When does this need come up for you in life? Is there some anxiety or despair or angst that it's not being met, or that you don't know how to meet it? What comes up for you when you feel this need? And again, drop your attention from your head to your heart and feel into these instructions from your heart. Now, what I'd like you to do is to sense the possibility of this need being met. Sense the possibility of this need being met more than usual this week. What are some different ways of it, or different aspects of it, that could be met for you? Be very open and flexible and the ways that this need could be partially met. Don't need to think of how it could be fully met. Don't need to think about the main way that you want it to be met, but it's not getting met right now. Rather, really open your mind and imagine small, subtle ways that it could be met a little more than usual this week. How could you meet this need a little more for yourself? What could you do on your own that would meet this need a little bit? What could you ask another person for something small and specific that would be in service of meeting this underlying need? How might this underlying need get spontaneously and randomly met as you go through your days this week, where you didn't even plan for it? So from the place of sincerity and presence right now, explore what happens when you ask yourself, I wonder how this need might get spontaneously met this week. What would it be like for you to open a possibility in this area? What would it be like for you to anticipate this need possibly getting met? To be ready and open, to be dazzled or wondered. Something that you can't even know or anticipate right now will come out of the blue and nourish this need for you this week. So to not expect it to be met in a stereotypical way, but to be open to possibility. That this need might get met in some way you can't even conceive of yet. And to be open to this. If it's hard for you to sense the possibility, just be gentle with yourself and intend to sense some possibility. Begin to imagine it. Imagine sensing possibility. As you're opening to possibility, wonder without judgment, what small things do I typically overlook that could actually meet this need this week? What already happens in a week that I disregard that actually meets this need if I'm open to it? When does this need already get met in a week? Can you fully take that in? Can you savor those smaller moments when you're nourished in small ways? Can you be more open to this need getting met in alternative ways? And now ask yourself, does this need really need to get met in this moment or this evening? How much do you really need this thing right now? Or is it your fear over it not being met in the future that's really exacerbating this need? How bad is it, really, to not have this need met in this moment, or this day, or this week? Can you handle this day or week without this need being fully met? Is it your fear about it not getting met way in the future that really makes it worse? What would it be like to just feel the pain of this need not getting met in this moment? And then incline your mind towards possibility. Incline your heart towards the possibility of it getting met in small ways. What would it be like to just start with a clean slate? To not drag the baggage of your past into this moment. The past actually no longer exists in reality. It can only exist if you think of it in virtual reality in your mind. What would it be like to start fresh in this new moment, anticipating what little or big ways this need could be met this week or this month? You don't know what's going to happen tonight, tomorrow, or next week. None of us do. The future is completely unknown. What would it be like for you to completely reside in this don't know space, anticipating what good might come in your future? What would it be like to align yourself with the reality that you really don't know what's coming next? And it could be good. If you can imagine something, it helps you to start to create the neural pathways that cultivate it. So why not open yourself to the possibility of getting nourished? As you open to possibility, you might notice limiting or constricting or draining or apprehensive thoughts arising. And when you sense these, can you just release a bit and let them go? And return to a sense of possibility or wonder. This need might get met a little bit this week. How might that happen? The key is to not wish for a specific concrete outcome, but to just sense the possibility of being a little more nourished this week. Hold the different possibilities and ways this need could be met very lightly and flexibly. There's no need to be rigid about a particular outcome or situation meeting this need. Focus more on what it will feel like when you feel nourished or satisfied. What does nourishment feel like in your body? Let nourishment and satisfaction wash over you. Let your body bathe in it. Let your mind and heart bathe in this anticipated possibility. Incline yourself towards possibility. It may happen. Can you be open to it? And now we've reached the end of this exercise. And so take a few breaths. And then gently rejoin your room.